Welcome to Reflecting God. Since I came from a different theological background, I struggled with the teaching about sanctification for years at church. Cleansing from original sin, baptism of the Holy Spirit, the terminology baffled me. During many a sermon on Acts 2 and the day of Pentecost, my eyes focused more on the bulletin than the preacher. In time, however, as I grew closer to God, the confusion cleared, and I surrendered my will to the Holy Spirit's control. No tongues of fire flashed, no wind rattled the roof. Rather, a deep peace settled in me, a sign of a second baptism, my own Pentecost. Those gathered at the Jordan River might have been puzzled, as well as when John spoke about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus explained the Spirit in other terms, a comforter, a helper, coming after he had risen from the dead. That probably didn't click with the disciples either. However, Pentecost changed everything. Pentecost is for every believer, giving all of ourselves to God all the time. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.